Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome, everybody, once again to an episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I am your host, Ryan McPherson, alongside my co-host, Lee Cantor, here today. Thank you very much for joining us. This is a special episode of Atlanta Business Radio, where we're going to be talking about SEO, marketing, current trends in the industry, and much, much more. So stay tuned for some best practices and insightful industry insight that you can use along the way. Here we go. So Lee, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I'm excited about this show. It's important to share with our listeners this information about marketing in general, and specifically about SEO, search engine optimization, and SEM, search engine marketing, because there is a lot of, there's some bad guys and some good guys in this. And I'd like to introduce our guest, Chris Everett, and he is with Captivate SEO. Welcome, Chris.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Do you agree with that assessment, the SEO world? Some people think it's a dark art.
Absolutely. There are some less than reputable people out there. Hopefully I'm not one of them.
Right. Hopefully.
I'm pretty confident that I'm not one of them.
But that is something that's probably a challenge for you in your marketing, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because some people are promising the world, and then you got to kind of manage the expectations.
Yeah, there have been people who have been burnt in the past that, you know, they have a bad taste in their mouth about SEO and investing in a company that can help them with that, or spending money on Google marketing, and they just haven't been with the right people.
Now, let's start at the beginning. If you're a company out there and you don't know what, you've never done SEO, you've heard about it, everybody like to rank, first page of Google. What should a person do? Like, educate that prospect of yours that has never done this before.
Sure. Well,
because you can't Google best SEO, right? That wouldn't be a good place to start.
You can. You can Google best SEO. I feel like when you're vetting an SEO company or any firm that you want to work with in marketing, you have to look at the work that they've done in the past. If you do go to Google and you do search for, you know, Atlanta SEO or a consultant or marketing firms in Atlanta, you're going to want to look at the site that they have. You know, are they propped up, and do they look professional? Mm-hmm. Do they have legitimate testimonials? You know, people trust word of mouth testimonials. People trust online testimonials. They go to Google. They go to Yelp. They look and see what people are saying about you.
Get some social proof from people.
Absolutely.
Not them.
That's huge, right? Absolutely. You know, we can say all the great things that we can about ourselves, but when it comes down to it, do you have referrals? Do you have references? Do you have people who are saying the same great things about
you? Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a good tip, good first step for people to go out there and don't take the word necessarily of the person, but look around right. to see what their clients are saying about them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, can you explain kind of some of the terminology, SEO, SEM? What does that mean?
Sure. So SEO and SEM are very related. If you want to cut it down the middle, we have organic is more of the SEO. So that's where Google ranks you based on your relevance, and how it trusts the content that you have on your page.
And that's just your website.
Just your website, right? Exactly. So,
kind of the best traffic, right? That people come to your website just because they're searching, and your website comes out as the best solution.
Right. Exactly. Google sees your content as the most relevant. If the user clicks through, they're interactive with your content. They don't bounce right away. You know, those are good signals to Google to say,
are a good source for this information.
Exactly.
And that's something to keep in mind also, that Google isn't the bad guy in this, right?
No.
They're trying to help the individual find whatever the individual is looking for.
Yes, exactly. They're in the business of answering needs for users.
Right. So they're, I don't want to call them neutral because maybe they have some bias, right? But they are not trying to hurt the user. They want to help the user find whatever it is they're looking for as quickly as possible.
That's true. And that also applies to the SEM portion of it, which is the pay-per-click.
Right.
So you get rewarded over time for high performance. If people are clicking through on your ads are relevant. If they're staying on your page and they're not bouncing off, you know, that affects your what's called a quality score that's rated on a 1 to 10.
So if you have a website and you're out there and you're it might be a good investment on your part to do some search engine marketing.
Absolutely.
To further verify to Google that your site is what people want.
Yeah, well, if you want to look at it as you're expanding your visibility, if you're doing both of those things, if you're able to rank well organically, you have a top placement there. If you also have a paid search ad, you know, now we have the local map listing.
Right.
You know, that's three potential spots that you have to take on page one.
And then so that's just further validating that, hey, these guys are good guys. They're not scamming anybody. They have good information. Their information is relevant to the people who are searching for these kind of words. So then they've earned this right to be on the first page.
Right. Exactly.
And so when you're working with a client, are you helping them build these building blocks so that they, you know, are showing that they are good guys, that their information is relevant and topical, mm-hmm. things like that? Is that kind of your role in this equation?
Absolutely. So we will work with a client and help them define, you know, who are their targets. Obviously, they have an idea of what those are. We'll take that information and go and look at, what are people searching for? What's the mm-hmm. keyword data tell us? And by analyzing that keyword data, we're able to look at what the behavioral intent of the user is. So
right.
if I'm and where I'm in the buying cycle. So if I'm looking for price comparison, I may be a little closer to
actually
making a
purchase
buy.
As right. opposed to just general information
right.
about something.
Exactly. So we'll want to optimize the website for each of these pieces. We'll want to make sure that we cover all these bases of, you know, I'm looking for information because I'm considering this. I am now looking for testimonials because I'm considering using these people.
Right.
And then I'm further going down the cycle to say, I like the price. I'm going to book an appointment.
So then you're really kind of consulting with this business's whole marketing strategy, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to understand the whole buying process in order to optimize the site
right.
so that it has the right information for each stage that customer is on.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. You know, one of the things that we say at Captivate is, you know, search touches everything.
Right.
From the website that you're sending them to, the even the design of it, what the content says when you get them there, and then, you know, funneling them through the conversion. You know, we're looking at each individual piece and making sure that everything is aligned
and that there's information that's relevant specifically for the person that's only at that stage,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if they're just in general information and want just information,
mm-hmm.
having price and things like that isn't kind of the right information for that person at that time, right?
Right. But, you know, there are strategies, you know, we work with some partner agencies who are really good at the user experience and mm-hmm. customer journey mapping and being able to say, okay, well, if they enter the site at this point in time and they're looking for this particular piece of content, you know, how do we get them to that next step? How do we
right.
guide them through to get there?
So now, is that one of your strategies, is you partner with other agencies that maybe don't specialize in SEO and SEM?
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty blessed to have great relationships with multiple agencies here locally and actually out of state as well, where, you know, they're really good at the branding and other marketing aspects, but they don't know really anything about search. So we're able to partner with them. They send us their search business, and, you know, we get to pick their brains on other things for, you know, maybe.
And then are they like kind of white labeling your stuff, and they're going to
in some cases, yes.
And yeah. So you're doing it kind of behind the scenes as if you're working for that agency.
Correct. Yeah. In some cases, we do have strategic partnerships where, you know, we are introduced as Captivate. And,
right. And you just come in as part of the team.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, how did you build that side? How did that side of your business kind of evolve?
It's networking. It's relationships, right?
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, they found me online.
That's always
know?
Good, right?
Yeah,
for you,
right. Exactly.
See how good that worked?
Yep, exactly. You know, number one for Atlanta SEO consultant for three straight years, folks.
All right.
So, you know, they found me online. We were able to forge this relationship. You know, mm-hmm. you do good work for people and they bring you from place to place to place, right?
Right.
Where they prefer you out. And that's really how we've grown over the years.
Would you consider yourself a large agency or small, mid-sized?
Yeah, we're a small agency. And I think that from my perspective, we've been able to work with some really, really great brands, really big brands, certainly that you've heard of. But at the end of the day, when you're working with somebody who's a small or a mid-sized business, I feel like you're able to make much more of an impact for them personally
right.
and for the people who they employ. You're able to move the needle a little bit further for them because they're usually starting from either, you know, ground zero or...
Well, the success is more make or break for them, right?
Right, exactly.
They can't be wrong too often.
Right, right.
Is that more pressure for you, or do you enjoy that?
I do enjoy it. What I really mostly enjoy is being able to sit across from the table of the CEO. You have the ear of the business owner and the decision maker, rather than having to go through layers of bureaucracy,
and then hope that's the right guy, and then it's not, and you spend all this time, and then that person couldn't even make the decision
exactly
if they wanted to.
Exactly, and you know, by and large, they trust what you say, and when you show them that this stuff actually works, you know, they continue to give you other pieces of business and
right.
You
know, usually it expands, right? If you're doing good, because you're kind of earning your way.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, making more money for them, then they can afford to spend more money.
Right, right. You know, we've had legacy clients who've been with us for 6+ years who, you know, we started off doing, you know, just basic SEO work. And then it was, oh, hey, we need help with our social media. Now we need help with our pay-per-click. And, you know, now we're doing consulting for email marketing, you know, so it just... You take care of people and they take care of you.
Now, can you share some of your success stories, or is this all confidential? I mean, you don't have to name the name of the companies, but maybe where you started and then how it organically grew.
Yeah, sure. So we've worked with many different size companies in a gamut of industries, from medical to education to transportation. You know, some of my favorite clients are the ones who call because they had a bad experience with an SEO provider or a web development provider, and you know, they have a Google emergency. You know,
what's a Google?
The Google emergency is, you know, we just launched our website and we were number one, or we were, you know, in the top half of page one, and now we're nowhere to be found. What happened?
Fix that tomorrow.
Yeah, fix it tomorrow, right? and in many cases, that's not
that simple.
Not that simple, right? But we're able to help them diagnose the problem, fix the problem, and of course, you know, that's one of the clients that's been with me for 6+ years.
Right.
So, you know, they call, they have a Google emergency, major problem. What happened? Well, all of our traffic is gone.
It was here yesterday.
Right.
Well, that's one of the challenges that I don't think people who are in the industry understand. Google can change something, and it could impact where you rank.
Very often.
Like dramatically.
Yes.
I mean, not just like, oh, I used to be on the first page, now I'm on the third page. Like, it could be, I'm now on page 100, right?
And if you're not doing anything, if you're not doing things right, they can penalize you manually.
And they can just kick you off Google.
They can just kick you off, right? They'll de-index you. So you need to make sure that you're on the up and up. You're doing things, you know, you're not taking shortcuts.
Right. So now, how do you solve those problems where they used to rank and maybe they changed the algorithm, or they're not looking at things a certain way that they used to? And what's an example of something that maybe back in the day they valued something Google did and now they don't value it as much?
Well, I mean, you have to look at the primary cases of people who were, you know, either keyword stuffing and they didn't have really great content, which, you know, Google has rolled out.
Right. Like an example of that would be they used to like make it invisible to the naked eye, like all the words of the site. It would be like kind of masked at the bottom or hidden. And then Google could see it, like the spiders could see it. But
yeah, you don't want to hide content.
Right.
you don't want to hide content.
But at one point, that was a way to cheat.
It was, you're talking many, many years ago.
Right.
It's mostly, you know, repeating, not having any sort of coherent content on the page, but repeating keywords over and over and over and over again, you know.
And so when you are writing the text for your website, you want to use the words that are important, but you don't want to overuse the words.
Right. You want to use them in the right places.
In a natural way.
Yep, in a natural way. It has to read well. You're not just writing for the search engine, you're writing for people.
A human being, right?
Right.
Now, when you're working with a client, what is the scope of your work? Like we're talking about, we're a consultant for search engine marketing and search engine optimization. Are you actually writing are you tweeting? Are you on Facebook? Do you do that? Do you kind of do it on behalf of clients?
Mm-hmm.
Do you write web content on behalf of clients, or do you just kind of coach them up so they do it on their own?
Every client is different. Every scope is different. clients who are very hands-off, you know, we handle the full range for them, where, you know, we're we're scheduling their posts, or we're handling the tweeting for them, or we're actually writing all the blog posts, ghostwriting the blog posts, making sure that, you know, they're keyword optimized, they're relevant, they're accurate, you know.
Right.
And of course, clients get to look at all that information before.
Sure, you're not just sending it out.
We don't want to say anything that's incorrect
right.
On their behalf. You know, we want them to look as good as possible.
Sure.
So, but we certainly will consult with clients. If they want pointers, or we need to put together a content calendar or a social calendar, and then, you know, hand it off to them, we certainly will do that. But it's all about what do the resources look like for those, for the clients. They have the people and the staff and the time to do it themselves. And if mm-hmm. not, then we're able to help them.
And then when you are working with them, like in that, say you're kind of giving them a structure and they're doing the actual labor of the posting and all that stuff. But you work strategically and say, okay, we'd like to post on Twitter 3 times a day. We'd like to be on Facebook once a day. Like, you give them kind of a structure of what you recommend, the optimal amount of posts and the amount of character words that the thing should say, or keywords use.
I mean, and we have, I mean, one of our clients is a hospital system here in Georgia. And we are working with them on their social strategy. This mm-hmm. is a organization that hasn't really had a social strategy in the past. In fact, they've got a very conservative internal strategy. You know, that was one of the challenges, is how do we get people internally to adopt? But the process that we've gone through is, you know, we sat down in 2 days of workshops with all the stakeholders in their organization, you know, all the management heads. You know, what are the problems? What are people talking about? What do you want to sell more of? Right. We want elective surgeries, and we want things like orthopedics, and we want women to have their babies here. We took that information from the workshops. We were able to conduct some keyword analysis and some trend analysis on when are people searching for these particular subjects, and how do these subjects align with their business goals of having, you know, more babies here and having more surgeries. Using that information to put together a calendar of, you know, well, this is what's really important in February, or later on in the year we have National Depression Month, or, you know, Depression Awareness Month, where, you know, we want to talk about some of those elements too. So just kind of aligning what people are searching for and what people are talking about in different areas of the year, and then coming up with a calendar of content that we want to publish, whether that be original content that we are working with them to produce, or curated content from reputable sources like the Mayo Clinic or right. Cleveland Clinic.
But it helps you when you look at the year as a whole or a quarter at a time, instead of just going, okay, go think of a good tweet today, right?
Yeah.
And that's what most people do, is they just react to the moment rather than kind of plan this stuff out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the rub with social media is, you know, it can be very reactive, and it's very in the moment. But when you're talking about aligning social media with your business goals, trying to grow your business through social media, you have to know why people are searching for certain things, or why people are talking for certain things at different times of the year.
Now, we're talking about search engine marketing, search engine optimization. We're talking about social media. Where does video fit into this? Or does it?
It does, absolutely. video is, it's a great way to get your message to people. If you think about the web as, you know, people who are consuming different content, you know, a lot of people like to subscribe to blogs and read blog articles or podcasts, mm-hmm. but somebody may not, you know, want to watch a video, or I don't want to take, you know, the 15 minutes going to take me to read this thousand character article,
right,
or thousand word article, but they'll sit down and watch a 1 minute video.
Right.
You know, it's a really rich and powerful way to get your message across. And it also allows you to optimize for the search results. So you can apply the same principles of keyword optimization to these videos, you know, and get a YouTube video to rank. It's just another web property that you own that has potential to drive business for your company.
Now, and it doesn't hurt that Google is owns YouTube, right?
No, not at all.
It's probably not going to hurt you, right?
No, no.
Now, does that make sense to utilize some of Google's own tools like YouTube or Google Plus?
Absolutely. So to your point, Google owning YouTube, you'll certainly find that a lot of those videos get indexed pretty quickly. When it comes to Google Plus, you know, it's kind of in flux right now. You know, we don't really know what's going to become of Google Plus. So, you know, they're winding it down. They've just kind of rechanged their interface again.
Right.
It was much more, you know, this was going to be the social platform for your business, you know, 2 years ago. What's most important is for local businesses is that you claim your page, right? You claim your Google Plus listing.
And be in the map, right? That's important.
Right.
The reviews.
Yep. You get your reviews, make sure your business listing, your structured citations is what they're called. You know, make sure that your name, address, phone number is
very consistent
right. across the board throughout the web. But yeah, it's really important to take in consideration the tools that Google is actually providing you
right.
for free, you know, to get in front of people.
So you would recommend at the minimum do that, right?
Mm-hmm. At the minimum.
Now, in your business, is it more B2C or is it B2B or mixture?
There's a mix.
Like e-commerce, is that a portion of it as well?
Yeah, we actually work with a local sunscreen company that does e-commerce business online. Internationally, a lot of Australian clients, a lot of UK clients.
Because there's a different strategy for a national or international search engine optimization than if you just want to be the pizza guy in Duluth, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, you're looking at the channels that that you're trying to reach them on. Certainly, maps optimization is key for that pizza guy in Duluth.
Because he only cares about Pizza Duluth, maybe around one or two zip codes.
Maybe he's trying to get people who are in a neighborhood.
It might be just a few. I mean, it could be, you know, literally a stone's throw away from his store is who he cares about.
Right, exactly, unless he delivers.
Then it could go a little broader. But the person who is that sunscreen company that wants to sell all over the world, that's a different strategy.
Right,
now,
they want to rank on terms that are much more general than pizza in Duluth, maybe like sports sunscreen, you know, something that's really competitive and you have to compete with the copper tones of the world.
Right.
There are many ways to attack your audience, or not attack your audience, but engage your audience.
Right.
Hope you're not attacking your audience. By engaging them through email marketing and having a paid search spend or advertising on Facebook, you know, where are these people consuming their media and how do you stay in front of them?
And so you have to kind of, is that your first, like when you're meeting a new client, you have to kind of understand what they're trying to achieve, right? What outcome do they desire before you can even begin to help them, right?
What does success look like for you?
Right.
You know, what do you want to sell more of? Right. Is typically what, you know,
the
first question. Right.
And then, so when you know that answer, then it's easier to kind of prescribe the path to go down.
Right, right. But fundamentally, if we're optimizing an e-commerce site, or we're optimizing, you know, the Duluth Pizza Man site, the same fundamentals apply. You know, we're looking at keyword analysis. We're going to be putting the keywords in the right places. We're going to make sure that the website code is clean. You know, we're going to make sure that all performs well. And then once you get to that foundational point where, okay, we've got the site done, now we talk about how do we get people to the site, and that's where it kind of differs from a small local business to
a larger. And you're always kind of testing and tweaking, right? It's your job never really done, right?
No, that's kind of like one of the myths of SEO. One of my pain points of working with some of our past agency partners is, you know, it was SEO was something that they threw in at the very last minute, and, you know, they only gave you 20 hours to do your job, right?
And finish it then.
Yeah, the site's done. Right. We're ready for the SEO now. Right. No, SEO has to be thought of at the very beginning.
Right.
It has to be part of the process. It has to be part of every
even the building of the website, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because structurally, you have to build it in a way that you can be found.
Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that the code is clean. You need to make sure that you know, you're using HTML tags appropriately. You know, these are all things you need to make sure that the site is mobile friendly. That's also a really big thing.
Right, and that's a relatively new thing, right? That 5 years ago, mobile friendly didn't matter.
Didn't exist, right, yeah. That's been something that has been happening over the last almost year. Mobile-geddon, as people in our industry called it, happened on tax day last year.
And that was something where if your site wasn't mobile friendly, then you were actually being penalized.
Correct. Yeah, on mobile devices, when people were searching, Google would dock your rankings. Yeah.
And then mobile friendly in Google's eyes means that the site adapts to the size of the screen that you're looking at it, not that you can kind of pinch it and make it bigger and littler.
Right. Right. It's about user experience.
Right.
Know? And if I don't, I mean, if you go to a site that isn't mobile friendly, even now, you know, you don't want to have to pinch it and zoom in and have to find the information. You just want it to be there, right? And that's going to affect the user experience. And what is Google all about? They're about serving users.
Right. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about your firm, is there a website for you? Like, what's the best way to engage you to have that first initial conversation and see if you're a right fit?
Well, again, my company's name is Captivate Search Marketing. You can find us online at CaptivateSEO.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Captivate Search. And we're also on Facebook, Facebook.com/CaptivateSearch.
And then you work with small, mid-size. What's your sweet spot?
Yeah, we like the small to mid-sized businesses the most. I know, but we certainly have worked with larger companies in the past.
Now, we'll
continue to do so.
Yes, Ryan.
Well, one to mention also that Chris is heavily involved in a board member of Rebuilding Together Atlanta. It's a nonprofit organization rehabilitating homes in Atlanta for underserved elderly and handicapped and military veterans. Can you talk about your involvement with that, please?
Yeah. I've been on the board of Rebuilding Together Atlanta since August of 2014. It's a passion project for me. My grandfather actually was a co-founder of the chapter in Peoria, Illinois, where I'm originally from. And, you know, we as a family were volunteers for many years. So when I came down here, I wanted to get involved. And the chapter was a high-performing chapter. And after the market crash of 08, it kind of, you know, they lost their donor base. We're in the process of rebuilding together.
Okay.
And it's we've actually had a really successful board recruiting period here at the beginning of the year. We've got some you know, very influential people. We've hired a new executive director, and things are certainly looking up for the organization.
And who are the board members? Like, what type of industries are they typically from?
A lot of construction. You know, we try to make sure that each aspect of what you need to successfully run a nonprofit is touched, and particularly in this nonprofit, because we're dealing with rehabilitating people's homes, and we need, you know, people who are versed in contracting, and people who, you know, we have a lawyer on the board, and I'm the marketing guy, you know, and you know, we have people from MARTA who are dealing with redevelopments of the
neighborhoods,
lots that are kind of by, so the real revitalization there. So you know, it's across the board. You know,
what part of town is it typically where you most involved?
You know, we serve all of Atlanta. You know, in the past we've done a lot of work on the west side. You know, English Avenue, Vine City area. This year, we just actually kicked off our Safe and Healthy Homes campaign, where, you know, it's really a different way to talk about, you know, things that we've done in the past. You know, we're making critical home repairs for these, you know, elderly, handicapped, you know, low income, underserved folks here in Atlanta. You know, we're fixing roofs. Now, last year we did 75 roofs through a partnership with the city of Atlanta. And, you know, this year we hope to do, you know, 100 homes, you know, through, you know, keeping the house winterized,
to prevent problems.
Sure.
Right. Little problems become big problems.
Right. You know, mold remediation and, you know, making sure that, you know, we're able to build a handicap, you know, a wheelchair ramps for handicapped folks.
Right.
It's just, there's so much need here. We have a lot of opportunity with all the really great companies that we have.
Now, what are some of the, what do you need more of? More volunteers, more money, more what?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Right, of course. We're trying to reach out to the great corporate donor base that we have here in Atlanta. Make more of an impact on neighborhoods rather than kind of one house on one block in this one particular neighborhood. You know, we would like to do 5 or 6 houses in a particular neighborhood. Right.
How can people get involved or learn more about that organization?
Rebuilding Together Atlanta. You can find more online at rtatlanta.org. We are also on social media, are at RT Atlanta on Twitter.
I bet their social media and SEO is through the roof too.
you know, we do rank really well for nonprofit.
Right, I would say so.
Well, Ryan, that's a cause we can support here in the studio. We'd love to have them come back and tell the story. Would you be up for that? Maybe
bring
some board members to talk about what you guys are up to.
Yeah, you would love Camille, our new executive director. She's got a real passion for this.
Or maybe even a family you've helped, or someone who has benefited from it.
We'll do a whole episode just on Rebuilding Together Atlanta.
That would be fantastic.
Whole story.
That would be fantastic. Absolutely.
Right. See, that marketing guy made that happen.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You're doing your part.
Yes. For sure. And one last question. I got a little personal for you. You know, what do you like to do in your off time? Sounds like you're out there changing the world on a lot of different levels, but what keeps you inspired here in Atlanta? What do you like to do?
Well, you know, I have 2 small children.
So not a lot of off time.
So not a lot of off time. Work a lot as a small business owner. I'm a sports junkie.
Okay.
You know,
Hawks fan, Falcons fan, Braves fan.
I'm a transplant.
You're one of those guys who's rooting for the Bears or something.
I'm actually a Vikings fan, unfortunately. Okay. And I'm also a Cubs fan, which, you know, is...
Yeah, that's tough in itself.
Yeah, yeah. Both of those things are tough in itself. But, you know, we have great outdoor activities here. You know, lots of hiking and being able to take the kids out and do that sort of stuff. And that's really... what we enjoy here.
Yeah, well, there you heard it, Lee. He's either on the trail or at a big ball game or hanging with the kids or certainly doing good work there with a lot of his organizations as well.
Yeah, Chris, one more time, website?
Captivate Search Marketing, CaptivateSEO.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us. Look forward to more great things from you and your company and organizations here in 2016. All right. We are Business Radio X, amplifying the voice of business. If your company's out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the website at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.